This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, to be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Now, I know you, there are worse things you could wish on people. No. The worst thing you could possibly wish on somebody right now is to say, I hope you're a Democrat. I hope you wake up and you're a Democrat. The nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It is the Kevin Jackson Show. Utopia under Trump. See, they thought Obama was going to deliver them utopia. You know, all the world be full of unicorns and rainbows and pots of gold and little leprechauns and, I don't know, maybe even a Guatemalan midget or two. Yeah, they thought Barack Obama was going to do that. And even if you believe that Barack Obama is the reason that we're experiencing this utopia, this euphoria, you'd have to hate, as a Democrat, that there are people out there giving credit to Trump for Obama's moves. How dare they? Which begs the question, why couldn't we have this euphoric feeling, this utopia, during the time of Obama? Did he need more time? In the time of Reagan, when he inherited one of the worst economies ever, which is what Trump inherited, by the way. But Reagan got his from Carter. He struggled his first 2 years because the Democrats fought him. And eventually, in the 2 years after that, he got elected. Trump ain't even struggling his first 2 years. The next 2 years, I predict, are going to be even better. And we're going to go into the 2020 election time with people going, with the Democrats' decision is, do we even want to run somebody? Yeah, I would hate to wake up and be a Democrat today. I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. I will repeat the nightmare of waking up to utopia under Trump. The economy being credited with Trump. Now, I know there are a lot of naysayers out there, these leftists, that say, Kevin, it is Barack Obama's economy and the reason why Trump is doing this. Okay. Well, explain this to me. 381,000 manufacturing jobs created under Donald Trump in the first year and a half. 17,000 manufacturing jobs lost in the last year alone by Barack Obama. I don't know how many jobs Barack, maybe we should look that up. How many jobs did Barack Obama lose in manufacturing in his entire presidency? It was a lot. Donald Trump has brought back 381,000 high-paying manufacturing jobs, an industry that Barack Obama said we couldn't bring back to America, and the new norm was they were going out the door. If you want to credit this economy, this utopia to that, good for you. But many people don't. And like I said, it's not a good way to wake up when you're a Democrat, because at some point, you're going to gain some sanity. And you're going to say to yourself, you know what? It is Donald Trump's economy. I wish I could take this credit away from him. However, it is his economy that's doing this. It is not the policies of Barack Obama. When you take $2 trillion of onerous paperwork, BS bureaucracy away from companies, and they can put that money to work in doing real things, R&D, raising wages, getting better employees, yeah, I mean, you'd want to talk about a renaissance, if you will, in business. It's come under President Trump. That's $2 trillion. Then when you looked at he gave 15%, I mean, I don't know if you guys understand what margins some companies run on. Some companies run on margins of, 5%. It's not a well-structured company, but there are many that it's razor thin. They're always looking for creative ways to get money back through paying a little early, rebates, whatever. But they run on razor-thin margins. Donald Trump gave them 15%. There are companies that 15% is a banana. I mean, I can't even tell you how big of a bonanza it is to get that money back. That's huge. Imagine you're running on 10% margin, and Donald Trump says, oh, tax break, 15%. Now you run at 25% margin. You're a $100 million company, and you just got another $15 million that you can go do something with year after year. Do you know how many people you can employ? How much capital equipment you can buy? You can start planning stuff with that kind of money. And a $100 million company is not big. Take that to the billion-dollar range. You just got $150 million back into your coffers for the next 8 years. What are you going to do? Just saying. What if you're a $50 billion company? We have lots of them. $50 billion. You're going to put, you know, 15% of that money back into your economy. $750 million a year back into your economy, into your company. Are you kidding? That's astronomical. No wonder these guys were giving back rebates and doing things and putting incentives in. And here's the big word that people don't talk about. But when you deal with this from a management consulting perspective, there's a thing called change management in a company. And it's embracing the new thing. And usually the new thing is supposed to be good for you. It's a new IT system or whatever. And they teach you how to use it. And it's kind of a pain because you're used to the old stuff. In this case, change management is, guys, we have a lot more money. We've got instant profitability. Imagine if you were at a 1% margin. Or maybe you were losing a little money. You were struggling. Now you got 15% back. You're profitable. You can start looking at ways to run your business better. Those companies that were on the line, they are looking at Donald Trump going, man, thank God you're here. And here's what's interesting. You haven't felt it. This stuff hasn't hit the economy yet. People haven't started... they started it, but you haven't. It hasn't hit to where you can say, "Ooh, it's a realizable thing I can see now." With respect to, you know, what this is going to mean for the economy, that's still coming. You wonder why Trump's approval ratings are 50% in this country, while Macron is 36%, Theresa May, Britain 30%, Merkel 29%. I mentioned this earlier, despite a global adversarial media, Trump is trouncing his so-called competition and what people think about it. That should make leftists really scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Been hearing a lot about universal income from the left. They say, hey, you're born. You didn't ask to be born. So somebody should fund you until, you know, whatever, maybe forever. You may never get on your feet. What kind of, just think of the logic that goes into that. You're a kid that's born, they go, look, you got a universal income. You have a choice of whether you do something with your life or you don't. And so you're like, okay, well, what's a universal income? I want my universal income of $3,000 a month. Well, is it, you think that's good for it? No, we just, Kevin, we want to find a base that suits everybody. Okay, great. So what do you think the base is for universal income for somebody that lives in New York versus somebody that lives in Tennessee? If you say, I'm going to give you $1,500 a month. In New York, people go, I can't even get an apartment for $1,500. What are you trying to do? You want me to live in a freaking doghouse? What's up with that, Roy? What are you thinking over here? But you give them $1,500 in Tennessee, and they're like, oh, what? I hit the lotto. Mama, I done hit the lotto. I mean, what's universal? And then guess what they do? What would happen? They go,
well, we have to have a cost of living adjustment for the universal income. In Tennessee, it's $1,500, but in New York, it's $3,700.
And then people are like, okay, well, that's more like it, but I mean, and then the people in Tennessee, well, why is he going to get $1,500? I get $1,500, and they're going to get $3,700 a guy in New York. Tell the fool to move. Fool ain't the move. I don't understand it. That was a good Tennessee accent. Yeah, if you're from Tennessee, you know I hit it. But it's true, because that's what the left does. They're going to, oh, well, in Tennessee, they don't need $1,500. Let's make them $800. And then in New York, we'll take the money from Tennessee, and we'll move it up there. That's what they do. Then it will become a progressive universal income, basic universal income, you know. Yeah, and what about the minimum wages and all these other things? What if your basic can you get basic universal income? Does it cut out at a certain age? When does it start? Does it start from birth, or do you cut it off when somebody starts getting Social Security? Because last time I checked, you were paying into Social Security so that you could get a basic universal income. You know, enough to carry you through the golden years. What is this, a retread of the old idea? Yeah, yeah. Kevin, I think you're onto something. It's a retread. It doesn't work. The left knows it. The same way, excuse me, the same way these supposed systems of, we're going to have a livable wage. They don't work either, do they? Livable wage. What's a livable wage? $15 an hour? Oh, how good is that in Manhattan? You know, tell the waiters and waitresses in Manhattan, hey, listen, we're going to go away from tips, and you're going to get $15 an hour. Are you freaking kidding me? Are you trying to kill me and my family or what here? Right? For $15 an hour in Tennessee? Well, that's some good money right there. Some tall cotton there, boy. I'll take it. There is no such thing. Let me just explain to leftists. The livable wage and the universal income are all movable targets determined by, here comes Kevin Jackson talking smack on the Kevin Jackson Show, determined by the individual. That's right. You can decide, you know what, this is what I want to live. Yeah, I want to be at $1,800 a week. And I would look at you and go, well, do your thing, girl. Do your thing. For other people, $1,800 a week is unachievable. For other people, $1,800 a week is walking around money. You do you, I'll do me. I don't want a universe. In fact, don't misunderstand me. I understand safety nets are out there and they're necessary. I just have a lot of confidence in myself that I can go do something positive and make money doing it. And give something back to society, and all is well in the world. Is it good to have some of these programs? Yes, but we've just gone crazy with them. Anyway, here's what I wanted to tell you. Ontario is pulling the plug early on universal basic income, a project that was intended to last 3 years. The program, which launched April of 2017, was shockingly found to be far too expensive and simply unsustainable. Oh yeah, you Canucks, you Canadians, you wanted to give it a shot? Well, good for you. Children's Community and Social Services Minister Lisa McLeod said this, universal basic income is clearly not the answer for Ontario families. The program is not sustainable. Though the welfare program was intended to last 3 years, it will come to an end this week. She promised the program's exit would be ethically and would be done ethically. We're going to yank all that money we promised you away, and we're going to do it ethically. We're going to do it ethically and morally. Hey, here were the ethics and morals of it, Lisa McLeod. Don't do it. You never should have done it. Roughly 4,000 Canadians, regardless of employment status, are enrolled in the program. A single person could have received up to about $17,000 a year, minus half of any income he or she might have earned. A couple could have received up to $24,000 a year. People with disabilities could receive an additional $6,000. So it was, okay, couples a couple work 24, if you're a couple making $24,000 a year, seriously, seriously. You mean one person? Maybe. Two of you working? Come on. Who's the lazy one in that family? Come on now. Admit it. An individual making $17,000 a year. I'm going to give you $17,000 a year and you may be working. And so if you're making, say, the idea was if you make $34,000 a year, it's not worth doing because they're going to cut it in half, which means you're getting the 17 and the 17. So at over $34,000 a year, it's a wash. Is that what they're saying? For couples over $48,000 a year, it's a wash. Okay, so that's the number. The number is, you got it. If you make $48,000 a year, you might as well not be doing it. This is crazy stuff. She said McLeod was lambasted for pulling the plug on the unsustainable system by Canadian politicians and program recipients. He said, and this callous, mean-spirited premier sees this as a priority, making poverty worse, making life worse for families. Absolutely disgraceful, shameful. See, this is what happens when you give people something and then you take it away. You give them something, you take it away. How dare you? Well, how dare we even try? How dare we give it a shot? They gave it a shot. Socialism doesn't work. And now, guess what? They got to deal with the wrath. It said McLeod, who has 100 days to implement a sustainable welfare system, said the goal should be to help people exit a life of poverty. We do need to do more than just help people remain mired in poverty. What did she just sacrilegiously say? And sacrilegiously, too. Leftists don't think like that. Maybe things are beginning to happen.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. How would you like to eliminate our state income tax and senior pension tax? Immediately, the naysayers in Lansing who live off the taxpayers' dime shout, that's impossible. Really? Michigan generates a net $10 billion from income tax annually. Michigan's budget has increased by $10 billion over the past 8 years alone. I have a practical, milestone-based plan to eliminate the state personal income tax without harming schools or public safety. Principled solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump took to Twitter to tout his sanctions that he slapped on Iran at midnight, calling them the most biting sanctions ever imposed. The president also called on other nations to join in the economic pressure. Congressman Ted Yoho shares the effects he believes the sanctions will have.
I think that the effect you're going to see is that Iran will come and start negotiating in good faith. You know, that's something they've never done. I was there when John Kerry came in and we were talking about this deal. This was a very bad deal from the get-go, and I stand with President Trump to get rid of this deal and have it renegotiated.
Today, the Mendocino Fire in Northern California became the largest wildfire in state history and has scorched over 450 square miles of land. The fire is just over 40% contained, but this lady says it's still a very sad situation.
Devastating. It's really devastating to see. And so many people lost their homes in the back.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You sick of division in politics? Because I am. If you are sick of division in politics, there's a simple way to get around it. Stop listening to Democrats. Stop listening to the mainstream media who do nothing but divide. You don't have to believe me. Listen to them for a day. Listen to them for a week. They talk of rights for everybody in every bucket, except conservatives and except white men. They, to a lesser degree, they target white women, but they say you suffer, you white women that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You're being forced to. Your man is sitting there with a, I don't know, a whip. Maybe he's got a gun to your head and he's saying, you better listen to that black guy talk, man. He's making sense. You over there listening to the, you know, all these lefty women and all that. Enough of that. Reading that Cosmo. You're going to listen to that black dude, Kevin Jackson. I know that's why you're listening to me, white ladies. Or any other women. Conservative women. Because, you know, you are under attack as well. But man, don't be a white dude in this world. If you have a white son and you're listening to this program, you better thank your lucky stars Kevin Jackson and people like me exist. Because we're the ones that are going to save them. And if it's a white girl, if you have a daughter, the only way she really gets over is when she says, I'm a feminist and I'm subject to being a Democrat. I'm going to get my master's degree. Because, you know, the smart white girls, they're the ones who understand that it's their body. They can do what they want. It's my body and I do what I want to. I do what I want to. You can finish it. Anyway, don't listen to Democrats. They will divide, baby. They divide. Black and white. Male and female. Short, tall. Skinny, fat. It doesn't matter. Immigrant, non-immigrant. They'll divide. They will find a victim. You could give them two victors. There was a statistical tie in the race. Oh, that poor black guy. That poor woman. Somebody didn't get a fair shake if it's exactly the same. That's what they do. And here's the thing. They don't like your views, our views. Because your views, our views, make sense. Kamala Harris, senator from California, crazy woman, here's what she tweeted. We won't be silent about race. We won't be silent about sexual orientation. We won't be silent about immigrants' rights. These are the very issues that define our identity as Americans. She tweeted that. So let's analyze it. Okay, don't be silent about race. I embrace the discussion of race, Kamala Harris. The Republicans are embracing of all races, creeds, and cultures, and in fact, they fought to free the black race while the Democrats were discriminating against the Irish, every Asiatic person on the planet. I don't care whether you were Japanese or Chinese or whatever. Don't dare be African, because the only thing you could be is a slave. They were the worst racists on the planet and remained that. And she says, we won't be silent about race. That's right. If you're black, you are downtrodden, beat up. You're a victim. There is nothing more to be said. Kamala Harris just said it. She's not going to be quiet about it. You are a victim, you black man. You Latino woman. You're a victim. And they will not be quiet about it. You can't come to this country expecting it to deliver on a promise of opportunity. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to be free. No, there's nothing here for you. You want to know why? Because those radical Republicans, that's what they call it. They call this the radical Reconstructionists. They say, you can't come, if you come to this country, you will be free and independent and able to pick whatever strata you want. That's what Republicans say. Democrats say, no, you get here, you vote for us, we will put you on a plan, a program. And that program is where you will be successful in your failure. We won't allow you to think, you know what? I'm Latina, I left squander in Palaul, Mexico, or some little mining town that no longer exists. And I can come to America, and you know what I can do? I can get on welfare. I can get all these government handouts. Don't bring your expertise. Don't bring that machismo, that spirit of Mexican man. Don't bring that with you. And don't go do it through the legal line. Come on in through the illegal line. Because you know what? We don't care about the legal people. They're doing it the right way. That's what Kamala Harris is telling you. We won't be silent about race. They're going to make sure you know that, oh, that white man over there, I don't care, Oprah, that he is the reason your career got launched. He's mean. He suffers from toxic masculinity. Can't you see it? He exudes it. Doesn't matter. Hey, Steve Harvey, doesn't matter that a white couple took you in and said, Steve, don't worry about working. We want you to be a success. We'll do that because those white people are evil. Oh, yeah, they are. Yeah, so they don't want to be quiet about that. Let's play the clip. This is Tucker Carlson talking about this Harvard girl that talks about white men. Just listen to this girl and what she says about white men. You guys are, it's a free-for-all against white men.
Well, the latest member of the New York Times editorial board is named Sarah Jong, and she was exposed yesterday as kind of a lunatic and definitely a bigot. The Times didn't care much, while some of the left said the only racists were the ones who dared criticize her as an oppressed person who went to Harvard. Now, more of Jong's tweets have been exposed. She tweeted frequently about killing all men. She said, F the police routinely. She once tweeted, quote, if we're talking big sweeping bans on crap that kills people, why don't we ever, 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 ever talk about banning the police? As is often the case, the ones crying most loudly about bigotry are the most enthusiastic bigots. You may have noticed that. But they defend themselves by saying they can't be bigots. It's impossible. Ethan Behrman is a California radio show host and who joins us tonight. Ethan, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Tucker.
I read a lot of this woman's tweets. What no one is saying is she's kind of dumb, actually, and I wonder how she got into Harvard. I mean, she's actually not a good writer, not an interesting thinker. She's totally mediocre, but whatever, a lot of mediocre people. But I think it's an interesting story for the following reason. She's making all these sweeping claims about an entire racial group, all of them negative, a lot of them angry, some suggesting violence. People say, oh, she's a racist, and the response from the left has been, you can't be racist to white people, period. That's a very, apparently, a widely held belief on the left. Do you believe that? It's impossible to be racist to white people?
I don't think it's impossible to be racist to white people, but you miss the context of what happened here. And I do think that there's a bit of hypocrisy from the right on this one, with the insulter-in-chief being the head of the Republican Party right now. But in this case, you miss the context of the trolls attacking her first. Now, clearly she should not have reacted the way she did. However, it is a normal human reaction with both the somatic and the autonomic nervous systems to respond when under threat. So she was being attacked and responded.
No, I think it's a very fair point, but that's not what she did. I mean, people who are attacked respond. I get it. That's why I don't go on Twitter. I'm afraid I might do that, you know, and reveal myself to be unpleasant. No, I'm serious. I don't. But she wasn't responding to trolls. Actually, in every case, and I read them, there weren't individuals attacking her. And by the way, her response wasn't aimed at individuals. It was aimed at an entire, in fact, the predominant racial group in the United States. So, if, in other words, if I say something to you that you don't like, do you respond by saying something racist? Probably not. You respond by attacking me. But that's not what she did. So why are we defending that exactly?
So she was setting an example. No, look, I mean, clearly Asian Americans historically have been subjugated and abused in this country. Do I need to bring up the internment camps?
No, they haven't. She's from our family's from
burned.
That's silly.
The villages. No, but the point is if people are attacking her,
we didn't burn their villages. And hold on, not all stop. First of all, not all Asians are the same. Her family's from South Korea.
Clearly not.
She went to Berkeley and then Harvard Law School. There has been no organized discrimination against Koreans in this country. Like, what are you talking about? The average Korean immigrant has a higher income than the average native-born white American. So, like, there's no history of racism against Koreans here. That's just not true. Certainly not by white people, anyway. I mean, honestly.
No. Neither one of us have experienced what she's experienced. I don't know exactly what she's experienced, but basically,
I didn't get into Harvard Law School as a dumb person. She got in as a dumb person, which tells you, I mean, that's impressive. I guess I don't know how that happened.
You don't get into Harvard Law as a dumb person. You know, Harvard Law.
No, she's dumb. I read it. No, I'm not being mean. Look, I'm not attacking her. I spent all day reading her tweets, and she's not bright. She can barely write. And all these other dumb people are like, oh, she's irreplaceable. She's indispensable. She's a genius. Really? If you think she's a genius, whatever. But the point is, how can she, as a Harvard Law graduate with a New York Times job coming from South Korea, how can she be an oppressed person? I'm totally confused.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Kill all men. F the police is what she says. Ban the police. KJRadio.com. We don't feel that way over here, by the way. Tucker says she's dumb, not a good writer, but she's a racist. And this guy, it's funny, he says, we don't know her experiences, and Tucker's going, she hasn't been oppressed, she was never in concentration camps, we don't, look at what we're doing to help South Korea, what are you talking about? All this is a rationalization for an Asian woman to be a racist, and what we should be fearing is that Asians start making that transition.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We do games on our show. We do really racist audience games.
Racist audience games.
We did one called Black Name Spelling Bee.
Right.
Which was really fun.
Right.
We did one called Which Kind of Asian Is This?
Right.
Which was a tough game.
Right.
Tough game. And then we did one called Search and Destroy, where people, if you Google things, Google gets really racist. Like if you Google white people smell like, it's like crayons, like wet chicken is like one of them. So we made people come on and guess.
Is that what this is? Let's take a look.
Yeah, let's check it out.
All right. Finally. Now, what is your name?
Lanice J.
Lanice J.
Yes.
Okay, I'll take your word for it. Ladies, what do you do?
I'm a dancer.
You're a dancer?
Yes, not exotic.
Not exotic, so your parents are proud of you?
Yes.
Okay. You know what, this is not an insult, but you could be an exotic dancer.
I could be an exotic dancer.
Hell yeah.
Huh. But, oh, I hope my mom's not watching this.
Your mom's not watching. All right, ladies. When people Google white people smell like, the top three most common searches are ham, dog, wet potato chips. And what is the fourth most common thing white people smell like?
Money.
Money? That's a good guess.
Oh, yes, indeed. Anthony Jeselnik, funny guy. He really is. He's a clever dude. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I promise you, we could be just as clever, just as funny. That little sketch that they did right there, that little thing. Trust me, you could have so much fun with these political discussions, and that's exactly what Jeselnik's doing. Now, my guess is his politics is he's a lefty, but that's just funny. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. We talk a lot about race. I was talking about Kamala Harris and what she tweeted. We won't be silent about race. We won't be silent about sexual orientation. She wants you to believe that you are racist, that you have some sort of gender phobia against the LGBTQ. There's not a person that's listening to my voice that doesn't have somebody that they know and probably love who's a member of, well, I'm not even going to say a member of the LGBTQ. And by the way, there's an I too now on the end of that. But who's got a family member that's gay, lesbian, whatever. There's not one of us that's listening to this program. Now, it was funny. I had a friend of mine. He goes, Kevin, honestly, I don't know. He's a conservative. It's like, you know, I don't want my kids to be gay. I don't know how I'd handle it. I won't tell you who he is. Good friend of mine. And I said, you want to know how you'll handle it? You'll be okay with it. Because you'll love your kid. Is it something you want? The answer is no. You don't. Any more than, and here it is, gay people don't really want their kids to be gay. They want their kids to be whatever they are. Let's put it this way. Gay couples who adopt kids, their kids probably aren't gay. I can tell you in a little bit of experience I do have with some of that stuff, most of the time these kids end up being heterosexual. You know, nobody goes up to, do you want your kid to be heterosexual? Yeah, they want their kid to be heterosexual. They wouldn't care if they're gay. They're obviously gay themselves. And most of the kids of gay people are going to be heterosexual. They actually see the lifestyle. They see the lifestyle of other kids in their families, and they go, I want that. I want a normal lifestyle. But here's the thing. We don't need to be, we're not quiet about sexual orientation. I don't give a crap about your sexual orientation, and neither do most of you. What I give a crap about is always having to talk about it because the left want to throw it in our faces. They want, you are either got some vagina hat, which is generally what it is. They don't throw male sexuality in your face. They throw sexuality and gender as it pertains to the hatred of men. That's okay. The hatred of straights, that's okay. But don't you dare criticize LGBTQI because then they want to get you. It's just amazing. That's the thing that they want to focus on. Divide us all the way through. Hey, let's divide you some more. I watch these guys it's shameful, to be honest with you. We won't be silent about race. We won't be silent about sexual orientation. Then she goes on. We won't be silent about immigrants' rights. Exactly what immigrants' rights is she talking about? What immigrants' rights? Does Kamala Harris care about the legal people lined up, doing it the right way? Why is it we never question? Kamala, why do you hate those people so much that have done it the right way? Hey, lefties that want to support illegals, why do you hate these legals? What's your hatred of legals? We don't challenge them. Anyway, that's not where I wanted to go. I wanted to go into something else that Trump did that I find to be very brave. And I'm going to play a clip of Donald Trump talking about elites. And I'm telling you right now, many of you are going to, you're going to have a little moment where you go, so I'm warning you right now. Okay? Check it out.
These people, I say, that's elite. We got more money. We got more brains. We got better houses, apartments. We got nicer boats. We're smarter than they are. And they say, the elite. We're the elite. You're the elite.
Did you have a moment? Did you go, oh, whoa, wait a minute. Don't put me up. I want to be an elite. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump will challenge your sensibilities. And he did it in an amazing way. And I'm going to compare this to Romney. Okay? In 2012, Mitt Romney apologized for being rich. He did. He apologized. Barack Obama said, you know, he's over there, Mr. Elitist. He's over there, you know, all that money. And Romney's like, well, you know, I have my money. And he's apologizing. And I remember contacting people in the campaign and I said, look, why would you apologize? Every black kid in this country growing up, if Romney said, you expect me to apologize? Look, I gave away my trust fund. And then I went to work. And I'm going to challenge everybody in this country to do the same. And here's the difference between me and Obama. I'm not going to criticize you when you succeed. I'm going to teach you how. I'm going to implement plans that take the least of us, those who have the least on the financial ladder, and I'm going to teach you how to get there. We're going to implement programs and show you how to do it. We're going to stop wasting money in education and get you into things that make sense for you. If you're a black business, we're going to teach you how to run it effectively and make and be better and hire more employees. Hire your family. Hire your friends. If Romney had said anything close to that, he's president. He apologized for being wealthy. He practically apologized for having a great family. He apologized for everything. Well, I'm really sorry. It's that white privilege mentality. Well, I have had some advantages. Look, if I lived Romney's life and I had his dad and, you know, the whole thing and my life was, I wouldn't apologize to anybody for a doggone thing. Particularly if I gave away my trust fund and rebuilt it, I'd be doggone if I'm going to apologize. And here's what Donald Trump is telling you. He's saying those people call themselves elites. They call themselves the intelligentsia. They say they know more than you. They've acquired more than you. They didn't get what they acquired because they're smarter than you. They got what they acquired because they've been cheating you. They've been making you think they're the people that should be in charge. Oh, look at us. We're from Harvard and Exeter and blah, blah, blah. These are the cheaters, the scandal, the scoundrels. They're the reason that Donald Trump had to come in and do what he's doing because these are the people that are getting away with stuff. They don't know how to make money legit. They insider trade. They know what's happening, who's pulling the levers and everything. And you've seen the level they will go to cover up their corruption. They will put you in jail if you find out about them. The whistleblowers in the Obama administration are scared to death. And they better be. Because that guy will put you under a jail. Look at what's happening with Donald Trump. Ask yourself, who could have withstood that? Look at what's going on with Manafort. This is a wealthy dude that has worked with the Clinton people, and he's expendable. They don't care. Manafort's going, what did I do? I worked with you guys. He's got to be, he's like, I mean, sitting there going, what happened to me? Like Winthorpe in Trading Places. What are you talking about? So Donald Trump says, we're richer. We have nicer things. We live in the better neighborhoods. We're smarter than they are. Because you know what? We have common sense. We know right from wrong. We apply it every single day and we do it the right way. You work hard. You play hard. But you do things by the book. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.